I'm Todd Morris from Mission Network News. Central Asia Church's upcoming children's summer camp ministries are facing threats. Eric Mock with Slavic Gospel Association.
A particular pastor desires to hold a summer camp, and the authorities came and said, you cannot have this. In fact, in many camps across Central Asia, they will come with guns, with film crews, looking for identification papers, a permission from the parents for the children to come, and looking for ways to break up the summer camp, to break up the work of the church, and even break up the church.
But the enemy's tactics aren't working.
This has not slowed down the summer camp ministry, but God has provided them boldness, courage, and certainty that what they are doing is blessed by Him.
Pray for these people's safety, but remember, Muslims need the church too. And in the past, reaching Muslims has been rather difficult, but with God, anything is possible. Perry LaHaye with Frontiers.
All over the Muslim world, Muslims are having dreams and visions of Jesus, and might rock your theology that God is doing these kinds of things. But I've heard firsthand eyewitness reports from Muslim background believers in Jesus who've had dreams of Him.
But this is only happening to a fraction of the Muslim population.
Even though many Muslims have come to Jesus, still, you know, 8 out of 10 Muslims have never yet met a true believer. So this thing is really just getting started.
And there are ways you can introduce Muslims to Christ, too. Frontiers has resources and tips to help. Find out more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want stories that help you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.